Welcome to Inside the Program, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. I'm Joe Cook, got Eric Nalin. Make sure that you like this video and subscribe to the channel. You got two Astros fans, but we appeal to all Longhorns fans. And if you are a Longhorn fan, make sure you head to InsideTexas.com today. You can get $1 and that'll get you 4 months of access. We've got basketball portal news up. We've got football pro day and draft stuff up. And of course, we're going to talk about the latest in the team in their first two practices of spring football so far. And Eric, one of the things about spring practices, you know, you have to put on the pads as the days go by. So there's only so much that we can get from these first couple practices that even sources can get from the first couple practices. But as you would expect from a Steve Sarkisian, all gas, no breaks program, the team energy has been pretty good so far.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, unfortunately, we didn't have a media availability on Thursday. Of course, just like last year, I drove up here for little to no reason. But that's fine. We still have plenty of information to share on IT. Yeah, the team energy is great. It's always good. But this year, it seems to be infused by a 68-year-old man from Hawaii. Dwayne Aquina has got everybody revved up. He's at a new element. You know, his Blake Gideon brought a lot of intensity. There's no doubt about that. I think Aquina, just like the word for him is energy. You know, Joe, you and I have been to a number of practices where they start off with pursuit drills and all the players are running to the ball. Now it seems like all the coaches are running to the ball. In addition to the players, it makes for a funny visual of Dwayne Aquina running around out there. But yeah, Dwayne Aquina is doing what he does. He's a 70-year-old man trapped in a 70-year-old man trapped in a 30-year-old's body.
It's interesting to see. There's a few changes in drills, and you can definitely see him quarterbacking. I think Will Gallagher had a picture of him getting ready to throw the football, and you can see that, you know, there's no guy just, you know, kind of doing this for a last job. He is there to get the most out of some talented defensive players. But before we go over to defense, we got to talk about, you know, the quarterback, most important position in sports. Status quo from Arch, but you've gotten some good returns from some other quarterbacks as well.
Yeah, Arch is being smart with the football, which is kind of like maybe the only question I have about him going into next year is how well will he protect the ball? Because we know he's very aggressive. He wants to throw it downfield, and he's doing that quite a bit. He's hit a number of deep play action passes. Parker Livingstone, in particular, has been mentioned. But he's also been smart with the ball, protecting it, taking the check downs. Maybe he picked up some good things from Quinn Ewers. That was kind of a difference in personality, quarterback personality, from those two last year. Arch always trying to push the ball down the field. Quinn taking what's given to him. I think Arch is definitely tapping into that, take the check downs, get the running backs involved, and you know, live for another play.
One of the guys that he's finding downfield, and it's a new guy, I guess, for him. Maybe he did some work with him on the second and scout team some last year. Up with Isaiah Bond gone, with Matthew Golden gone, with DeAndre Moore limited. Arch has been having to connect with some different characters at wide receiver. You mentioned him, Parker Livingstone, someone, along with a couple other names that have done really well early.
Well, yeah, Livingstone was the very first player mentioned. I asked who's standing out, and Parker Livingstone was the very first guy mentioned on a team filled with NFL players. So that's encouraging. Parker's winning deep, doing all the small things. We always talk about his speed. You kind of feel like you have to make up for the stereotypes by talking about his speed. But now in living with the stereotypes, he's doing a lot of the smaller things, right? The technical things. So yeah, he's doing really well. He's taking advantage of the play action passing. This is definitely going to be a deeper, they're going to have a mindset to go deep with the ball a lot more often. They feel like it's going to be a team strength. And Parker's living up to that. He's getting past the good DBs too. It's not like he's going up against the second and third teamers. Of course, we've heard some good things about the second and third team cornerbacks, but he's doing this in 11 on 11, good versus good. And you know, he's doing it fairly consistently. So he's got the speed to win deep, got the ball, and now apparently he's got the connection with Arch Manning. So now, again, we've been talking about it a lot. They're going to bring in somebody from the portal. That guy's going to infringe on probably Livingstone's snaps. But Livingstone is making a mark right now, and he's going to try to force his hand. You know, that's what you got to do as a young wide receiver.
One of the big things that people were gravitated to when they saw the roster on Tuesday was the weight of Jordan Washington. And they looked at him and said, like, 268? Like, what are we doing here? Is he on his way to tackle? Some of the intel you've gathered said he may not be pushing 270, but he's definitely doing some good things on the field at whatever weight he's at.
Yeah, he's not 268. That's outlandish. Wardell Mack is not 212 pounds. That's ridiculous too. There's a number of them. You know, that is just good fodder. You know, it's fun for us to talk in the offseason. But I reached out to somebody that knows Jordan well, and he laughed at that. He's like, he's probably never weighed above 255. He's probably about 250 right now. And that shows in the way he moves. You know, what you hear about him is not descriptive of somebody that's 268 pounds. You know, he moves like a big wide receiver, very comfortable out there. And, you know, what's encouraging for me, what we heard about Jordan, is taking on more of a leadership role. I guess he has to. That role, that room is so unpopulated and limited. So somebody has to step up. He's doing that in only his second year, but very talented, good receiver. We're going to, you know, when the pads come on, we're going to have to hear about him as a blocker. That's going to be the big question mark there. But yeah, he's going to play a ton this year. I've been saying he's going to have a lot of receptions. I'm up there saying he's going to have about 50. We'll see how that goes. But I expect a portal addition there. And that's a good thing because they play two tight ends quite a bit out on the field, but they need depth. You know, there's nothing behind Jordan outside of Spencer Shannon. So big spring for Jordan, but so far so good. He's delivering.
R.T. Young was out at that first practice, and he wrote about Jordan Washington and how Jeff Banks is really pouring into him to try to get the most out of him this upcoming season in a way like Jatavion Sanders.
Yeah, you could tell a lot about, yeah, exactly. He was working very hard on Jatavion. When they got to have a guy produce, Dwayne Akeen is all over Jalen Gilbo right now. Not in a bad way, just in a way of saying, hey, we need you this year. You got to step up. And sometimes when you coach a guy hard, you're really coaching the whole – you're coaching the whole room. It's kind of like in a group chat when I'm getting on one guy. I'm kind of getting on the whole room. But it's, you know, you need that one guy to be the avatar. Sometimes it's Joe. But yeah, you know, Jordan Washington, when you coach him hard, you're coaching the whole room. Jalen Gilbo, when you coach him hard, you're coaching the whole room too.
There's a lot more insider notes on offense over on Inside Texas. So again, head over there. You can get 4 months for $1. We'll go with some more defensive notes, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Days like this, the anticipation's half the fun. The call to adventure. Possibilities in every direction.
Look at that.
The stories you'll bring back. Right. Even the true ones. And always, already, you can't wait until next time. From first catch to biggest catch of the season, this is where it starts. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
We'll keep going on defense. Something that you wrote about earlier this week was some players we're not talking about enough. And one of the guys is someone you expanded on in your notes this morning. And that's Zena Umiozulu, to prove that the edge position with Pete Kwiatkowski, Lee Allen Clark, there's a lot of guys to make use of there. But Zena Umiozulu is doing some good things early.
Yeah, very hungry player, very talented player, growing into his build. He's trying to get as many snaps as he can. He doesn't care if it's first team, second team, third team. He's out there with all of them. He's always trying to jump in and get involved. Very good sign. Natural pass rusher, like we always say. Can play either side, Buck or Jack. I think that, you know, it kind of depends on what happens with Colton Vosick. He's definitely taking advantage of Colton Vosick's absence. But he's ready to play right now. Now, I don't know how much he's going to play. You got Colin there. You got, you know, Ethan Burke, Colton, like we talked about. Lance Jackson's probably going to try to get his way in there. But Zena is ready to play this season. And, you know, people have been talking about him since the second he got on campus. They're very high on him. It's just a matter of, you know, you can't play everyone. But we love what we've heard about Zena dating back to when he arrived, and we still love it. He's going to be a player. It's just a matter of when.
Players want to play so early, it's like we forget that red shirts happen and that they can work for players, especially when you look into the trenches.
Yeah, no doubt. He's got to just keep getting bigger and stronger. Texas is putting everybody in the NFL. It doesn't matter if you're a three-year player, or a five-year player, or a six-year player. If you can play, you're going to play at Texas, and then they're going to get you onto the next level.
You touched on Jalen Gilbo a little bit and how the coaches are coaching him very hard at this point. There's some other guys who have started to get some of that similar coaching and have started to make some good moves over these first couple days. One of them, again, another redshirt freshman, is Santana Wilson out of Arizona. And the other is a true freshman in Cade Phillips. And sometimes, you fall for the five-star hype and things like that. But I remember looking at Cade Phillips the other day at the Availability Tuesday and thinking, okay, this is what, you know, a third or fourth year player looks like already, in addition to Jalen Gilbo. These guys have started to do some good things in their first couple of days with helmets on.
Yeah, I'm loving what I'm hearing about Cade. You know, first we'll talk about Santana. You know, we haven't talked about Santana a ton. You know, when a player redshirts, we don't, you know, usually we just don't write about him because, you know, they're incubating. There's not a whole lot to say. He's had a couple of picks this week, and definitely, you know, he's, you know, we know he's got the bloodline. Father was a really good NFL player, and he's starting to make plays. You know, we've heard good things about him. It's just, you know, when do you really start talking about a guy if he's got somebody that, you know, there's got Warren Roberson ahead of him. He's got Malik Muhammad. Well, we're going to write about him when he's making plays in practice, and right now he's making plays in practice. Cade, as far as Cade goes, I'm very intrigued by the fact that we're hearing that he's got really good footwork and he's showing good technique. He was getting good coaching in high school, apparently. He had a pick in each practice this week. That's a good sign. We know he's extremely long and very athletic. And you know, a lot of times you see these longer guys that get pigeonholed to the boundary, where normally they have a little bit less space to cover. They're going up against bigger receivers normally. He is a guy that can play either side, you know, field, boundary. It doesn't matter. He's got the speed, makeup speed to play with the smaller, quicker guys. And he's right now, you know, he's got some wide receiver ability too. And he's taking advantage of his ball skills.
We'll go back to the defensive trenches for our last little bit. And again, more details on linebacker, some other transfers, some guys who have changed positions all over on Inside Texas. But one of the transfers that you wrote a little bit on that I think we've all been really curious about. We kind of know what Cole Brevard is bringing, just brute strength, as Vernon Broughton mentioned the other day. We have an understanding what Travis Shaw is. We know what we want to look for and what we want to hear about Alex January. But Hero Canoe is kind of a guy that's a little bit more intriguing considering his past, I guess, at Ohio State. But returns at least as a locker room guy and on the field have been good so far.
Yeah, he's got much more limited tape where I feel like Brevard and Shaw are more known. And now that you mentioned Shaw, I forgot to mention this, that you know, one of our sources compared him to Vernon Broughton from a motor standpoint. Anybody watched Vernon? Vernon was always running in pursuit, getting after it. So that's really encouraging to hear about Shaw. I did not expect that. But Canoe, we're getting to know him again. He didn't have much tape at Ohio State. We knew that he was about to start playing a lot more snaps this upcoming season. Texas got him at a good time. But he's definitely seems like a Texas guy. One source said it's like he's been here the whole time or should have been here the whole time. Definitely fits in the locker room. Good motor, really getting after it. They're excited to see what he looks like with the pads on. We all are. You know, once the pads come on, it's a whole different story. You know, we always talk about it separates the men from the boys. Everybody belongs at Texas when there's no pads on. Everybody moves right. Everybody looks great. When the pads come on, you really get a sense of who's ready to participate play this year and really who has the brightest future as far as the NFL goes.
They should be back at it again tomorrow. I think today is an off day. We'll have notes from that. We'll have notes on recruiting. We'll have notes on everything. So make sure you head to InsideTexas.com. You can get 4 months for just $1. It's the end of March right now. That'll get you to the end of July. So that's official visit season. That's the rest of spring football. That's all the different visits, recruiting decision intel, summer workouts, all the different stuff. If you sign up now, you can get 4 months for just $1. Best time to join is now. Can't wait to see y'all over there. And of course, if you're here, make sure you like the video and subscribe to the channel. Eric, thank you so much. And thank you for watching Inside the Program presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors.